We are back with more Food Talk STL with David Craig and his guests on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
And congratulations to our first winner today. It's Joe Dolan of Richmond Heights, who gets passes to the movie Jiro Dreams of Sushi, which opens on Friday at the TIV. It's a documentary. It's in Japanese with subtitles. I thought it was a great movie for foodies, for chefs, and for fans of Japanese culture. And in addition to passes to the movie, a $50 gift card to Tani Sushi Bistro there in Clayton. And we'll give away another prize package here in about 12, 13 minutes or so on KFNS. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. I'm David Craig. Joining me now is Douglas Denny, who is a server over at The Crossing in Clayton. Douglas, thank you for coming in this morning. I really appreciate your being on the show, buddy.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, I have done some PR work for The Crossing. I get the comment cards, and people say really nice things about you. So, I mean, you ever get to look at those? I mean, they're pretty flattering.
Well, I only look at the good ones, but...
And I don't know, the St. Louis Magazine review referred to there in the commercial of The Crossing in the April issue. Dave Lowry did the review. He said, diners feel like they're the sole objects of the staff's attention. This is in his review of The Crossing. Service hits that rare balance between efficient and convivial, the fulcrum of which is always competence. The staff is invariably good-natured, knowledgeable about the food, and eager to please. So how does that make you feel? I mean, in the very first paragraph, they mentioned the service at the restaurant.
Well, very proud, really, because we have a small staff. We work very hard. Our goal is really to make everyone happy, you know, relaxed, have a nice dinner, enjoy everything. You know, it's a comfortable atmosphere, and we do our best to make that happen. So very proud of it. I'm very, very proud of it.
Now, how long have you been an employee at The Crossing?
I have been there now almost 4 years.
And you come to the U.S. from Scotland?
From Edinburgh, correct.
How long have you been in the U.S.?
I have been here since 92, and so 20 years.
And now what got you to come over here, and why St. Louis?
Well, I initially family friends, really, in this area, Illinois, Missouri, and just through my father doing business over here. And one thing led to another, and I've been here, you know, quite a while now, seems like. I'm almost American.
well, yeah, you know. Now, I mean, have you thought about applying for citizenship, or are
Well, you?
You
know, one of these days we'll get around to it.
Well, you know, if you need some help, I can, you know, I can help you work on a few.
Pull some strings?
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah. No, I don't know that I can pull any strings, but, you know, it would be a good thing to do. Now, did you work in the restaurant biz before you went to The Crossing? Have you done that for a while?
I have been working in the restaurant business for 29 years now.
Oh, gosh. So you did that before you immigrated.
I worked in a little restaurant in Edinburgh for almost 9 years before I immigrated.
Now, have you always been... And do you prefer to be called a waiter or a server, or does it matter?
I prefer waiter, but I don't know if it really matters.
Okay, now, is that what you did when you were in Scotland?
I was partially that. I worked in kitchens. I managed the restaurant. A little bit of everything.
Well, I think that's a great thing, you know, in any biz, is to get a good feel for what everybody's doing. I mean, because there's a lot of people who work as waiters who have worked back in the kitchen, and they know what's going on there. And then they know, you know, they work the books, and they know all that stuff. I mean, that's important stuff, don't you think?
It certainly is. It's best to get well-rounded on the business. So, you know, learn a little bit about food, learn a little bit about everything that goes on. So, but no, I worked in Scotland for 8-9 years, and then when I moved to the United States, I've worked my way through a lot of different kinds of restaurants, from everything from fast food to the Ritz-Carlton. So I feel like I have a little bit of experience.
Oh, there. I would say you pretty much know what's going on. So what would you say, Douglas, as a waiter at The Crossing in Clayton, is the main thing or the main things that you as a waiter would like us as diners to know about your job?
Well, it's, you know, we're there as waiters or servers just to especially at The Crossing, to make sure that you really have a comfortable, fantastic meal. and while we do that, we're doing that for more than one table. It's easy. Yeah, I always tell people it's easy to wait on one table. Anyone can do it. You do it at home all the time. But when you're in the restaurant environment and you're waiting on 5, 6, 7, 8 tables, and you have to provide the same level of service,
sure,
to everyone, even as busy as you are. So it's quite a juggling act, you know, especially with that level of service that we like to do. But we're all professionals, and we, you know, we're not forgetting about you. If it takes us a minute, sometimes when it is that busy, but you know, that's, we are there primarily to make sure you have a fantastic dinner.
Now, we can see you in action and all the other waiters at the crossing, and you know, there's this guy running around here, but we don't see what's going on behind the curtain back there in the kitchen. Now, some places do have kitchens that are open or partially open, but they're not really, unless you know, you happen to see the door open and what's going on. What would you like for diners to know about what's going on backstage back in the kitchen?
Well, the diners, I think, are mostly wondering where their food's coming from and when it's going to get there, but back in the kitchen, we have, especially at the crossing, we have some wonderful chefs. Jim Fiala is just the most fantastic chef. He is back there most nights, and he is just, you know, putting together great ingredients, and he has this wonderful ability to put two things together you'd never think of and come up with some fantastic dishes. So, you know, he's back there with Matt, and they're just making everything perfect.
Well, and he has such a good demeanor too. He's you know, he doesn't yell. He's not. People think of Gordon Ramsay and some of those other people. He's not like that.
Well, you know, Gordon Ramsay is from Scotland. So Jim is probably the easiest going chef I've ever met. So he's good to work for, and they really work hard, and they got all the great ingredients that we get there, and they come up with some great dishes. So. You know, they like to do their grand tasting menus, and they get really creative. You know, we do 7, 8, 9 course meals for people and just blow them away. So
we're visiting with Douglas Denny, who is a waiter at The Crossing in Clayton. Our show is, if you're just punching in for the first time ever, that's Food Talk STL. My name is David Craig. It's an hour show every Saturday from 11 to noon on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We have a website. It's foodtalkstl.com. You can listen to archived editions of the program on there. But back to you there, Douglas. Now, dealing with pacing of the meal, people come in and some people want to just sit there and talk for a half an hour and not even look at the menu, maybe have a beverage, and, you know, you check back 2 or 3 times and give us another minute or so there. The pacing of the meal... Now, do you have to read the customers, or is it pretty much whatever the kitchen needs done on a particular evening?
Well,
give me some thoughts about that.
For the most part, it's the waiter's job to pace the meal, to pace the table. You have to read the guest, read the table, and say, okay, are they in a hurry? Are they eating quickly? Are they drinking their wine quickly? Are they moving fast? And you pace it, and then we let the kitchen know.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I'll go back there and I'll tell Jimmy, I'll be like, you know, this table's moving fast, we can go ahead and get the next course going, or I'll go back and say, they're eating a little bit slowly, you know, give them some time, they're relaxing. So that's our job, to communicate with the kitchen and really take it from there. So,
well, you know, there's times, though, when you go out to dinner and you are just, you're there more to chat and visit with people. I mean, hopefully you're having good chat, you know, whether you're... eating in a hurry or not, but there's times when, you know, it really does kind of slow down there. Can you remember, Douglas, you said you've been in the restaurant biz all this time. Can you remember when you got your first really big tip? I mean, one that just kind of blew your mind and you said, dang, I like this.
Well, I don't know if I remember a specific tip. You know, you remember big nights, you know, more than a specific.
Okay, well, so, tell me about a big night that you remember. Is there one in particular that?
Well,
you can...
you know, sometimes you'll get a nice big table come in, and they'll be very, very generous and leave you a nice tip, and you know that means they're happy with everything they had. So,
does
their service, of course.
Does the Scottish accent help?
I don't know if it makes the tip any bigger. It certainly makes people smile a little bit.
Well, I think they do. You know, it's a very friendly accent, and I'm sure there's people who just say, I don't know. What'd you say that all again? I just like to hear you talk. I mean, do people tell you that?
They do. I've heard that once or twice.
Because I know people with you know, with nice Southern accents. It's like, oh, just say whatever you want. I just love to hear the way you talk.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that once or twice.
Okay, Douglas, do you have a couple of maybe favorite experiences in the restaurant? Something that you did for a diner, or that a diner did for you, that you know that you can recall offhand? You know, that's like, hey, this was kind of a neat experience.
Well, we like to think that happens every day.
Well, of course. But I mean, you know, something
specifics. You know, I have a lot of regular customers that come back again and again, and you know, some I have a couple of one guy specifically that's getting a little older, and the what makes his week is really just to come in back into the crossing, and to, just to see the smile on his face is fantastic. You know, when we can give him a good meal and hopefully have a bit of a laugh and a nice chat and send him away, but. That's really what it's all about, is putting a smile on people's faces.
Do you have a favorite celebrity encounter, either here at the Crossing or some other place that you've worked
as
a waiter?
There's been quite a few, actually. A regular at the Ritz used to be Tony La Russa.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to know him, he really is a nice guy.
Oh, I think he probably is. You know, just his he can be a little gruff sometimes in those post game news conferences.
Some of the nicest guys I met one time, the old rock band Deep Purple.
Oh, yeah?
Really down to earth, great people. And then Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld.
That was at the Ritz?
That was, yes, it was. He was a great guy. And he's pretty much just the same in real life as he was on the show. So.
Oh, because I've heard of people here in town who've had less than pleasant experiences with Jerry. I'm a big fan. I got to interview him back in the 80s, and he was extremely pleasant to me.
Well, I was serving him liquor, so he was pretty happy.
Now, that's very cool. Speaking of liquor, can you talk about the staff wine tastings? We're visiting with Douglas Denny, who is a waiter at the Crossing, a server. You guys really have to know your stuff, and the Crossing is a pretty lengthy wine list. Can you tell listeners how you all come to know and can intelligently give them some information about every wine on the list?
Well, that's going to take a long time to go through the whole list. It's we have put together a wonderful
list. Not
that
you're going to go through the whole list, but you know, when somebody says, well, tell me about this one, Douglas. What's the deal on this? And you can say, well, yeah, I've tasted that, and I can tell you this.
We have put together a wine list, and again, this is Jim Fiala, really, and Zach Davis that take care of this. They have put together a wine list that really complements our menu. So there's something on there that will complement every dish. Now, wine really comes down to, you know, we have good wine knowledge. We taste wines with wine reps. We do our own wine tastings. But so we get to try a lot of great wine. Now, we really will look at, we'll talk to the guest and see, you know, what's their wine experience? Because I don't want to say, you know, you really want to try this Barolo. This is my favorite wine. If they've been drinking Pinot Noir their whole life.
Gotcha.
Now, so we want to try them. We want to have them try something new, something different. And we have something for everyone on the list. But you really have to be, you feel them out. Read them a little bit. What do you like? And sometimes, you know, well, let's, you know, look at the menu. Let's see what you're going to have for dinner. And
gotcha.
We'll put it together and we'll pair your wine. We can pair wines with our tasting menus for people, and we do that. And
well, obviously, you're generally pretty successful in doing that, so congratulations on all that. You had a big night last night?
We had a successful night in that we sent everyone home full and happy.
Oh, that's good. I think, you know, mission accomplished, and you'll be going for the same goal again tonight.
Tonight, yes.
At the Crossing in Clayton, which is at, 7823 Forsyth. What do you do when the evening's over? When you're done from the night for the night, do you stop at the bar there and say, "Here, give me a glass of this"? Or
I've been known to do that. Not so much now. I feel like I'm happier to maybe have a beer at work and then head home and give my daughter a big kiss and
gotcha.
My wife a kiss and get some sleep and do it again the next day.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very cool. Well, hey, thank you very much for stopping in and giving the server point of view, because like when we were talking on the phone, the chefs and the restaurant owners get most of the glory, so it's nice to hear from a server. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for taking care of me and my wife and my various guests at The Crossing from time to time. That's Douglas Denny. He's from Scotland, and he's a waiter at The Crossing in Clayton. We're going to do another giveaway right here, right now, on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. We have passes to the movie Jiro Dreams of Sushi, opening next Friday over at the Tivoli. And along with that, we have a $35 Tani Sushi Bistro gift card there on Bemiston in Clayton. And we'll give that to caller number 10 right now. You can call us. Our number is area code 314-969-0590. Again, area code 314-969-0590 to win the sushi package from KFNS. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. And we're back with more in just a moment on 590.